Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to the 2012 Veterans Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from Servant Warrior Battle Station Headquarters, southeastern United States, right here in St. Augustine, Florida. I just can't tell you how glad and how humbled I am that you're hanging out with us today. And now, I know that you know this, but I want to remind you, in 2 days, we will be extending our thanks and gratitude to generations of fighting men and women of the United States Armed Forces. And you know what? We are going to be extending our humble thanks to their families, those who sacrificed the only non-renewable resource they have, which is time. That time with their loved ones, so those loved ones could serve their country and defend our freedoms and our way of life. You know, I could easily spend the next 4 weeks straight or more talking about veterans, talking about their sacrifices, what they face in war, what they face when they come home, what their families face, what sacrifices their families endure. But I won't. But what I will do is I'm going to ask that you take time every day if you have the opportunity, but definitely make a point this Sunday, November 11th, to thank a veteran. Thank anyone that's currently on active duty, a military family. If you know of anyone who has served their country or who has had a loved one that has been in the military or currently serving in the military, please thank them for their service to their country, not just the warrior themselves, but their family, because the family as a whole serves just as much as the warrior. So we want to lift up all of our veterans, all of our military personnel, all of those who have served, who are serving now, and who intend to serve. We want to lift them up and ask God's blessings and safety and providence over them. Now, before we get started and continue the series on spiritual warfare, I want to once again remind you of what the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries is. That is to reach guys of all ages where they are, empower and inspire them to be who God has created and called them to be. Servant Warrior wants to be the spark that ignites the fire among men across the country and really around the world to get battle ready, to armor up for the war that they find themselves in each and every day, and to encourage and charge and empower them to take the fight to the enemy. Now, like I said earlier, this is the Veterans Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio, which of course is certainly fitting, given that Veterans Day is in 2 days. Now, there is another day that resides on the calendar of, in my humble opinion, the premier branch of the United States Armed Forces, and that date is November 10th. Tomorrow, 10 November, the United States Marine Corps will celebrate its 237th birthday. Hoorah! Now, I can tell you that the Marine Corps is as spry and ready for battle as it was 237 years ago when a group of motivated patriots got together at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and formed what would become the most deadly and celebrated fighting force this world has ever known. And we're going to talk about the Marine Corps, but more specifically, we're going to talk about the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad, just like we did last week, and how it parallels the call of a Christian, that parallels the call of a servant warrior. Now, more on that in just a couple of minutes. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. Boy, you got a whole earful before we welcomed you, but I am so glad that you're here, and really, again, I am humbled that you're spending your time with us today. Now, if you're listening to us via Truth Talk 630, that's AM 630 out of St. Louis, Missouri, welcome. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com. There, you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, it is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, either through servantwarriorradio.com or a podcast or through truthtalk630.com, thank you. Welcome. Glad you're using the internet. Glad you're getting to us via that portal. Now, I encourage you to add those websites, servantwarriorradio.com and truthtalk630.com, to your list of favorites right there on your favorites bar. Now, before we talk about spiritual warfare, I got to talk about what happened this past Tuesday. Now, please, I want to preface my comments to say that I respect all, you know, we all have our political opinions, and just politics as a whole are sources of often discourse, conflict, and just fights and arguments, because, you know, our ideological perspectives are so ingrained and so, you know, we're so passionate about them that it causes a lot of issue, as we've seen throughout all of this past election cycle and just over this entire past 3 years, and really since the beginning of this country and all through the political process. Politics have been such a source of conflict, but I'm not happy with the results of the election. I believe that this president and his ideological compass that points so close and so towards socialism as opposed to a free market and capitalistic society is I think he is a great threat to the future of this country, and that's my personal opinion. And I think professionally, I think that he is leading this country in the wrong direction. But with that being said, I ask that you join me in praying for him, praying for the leadership at this country at all levels. Pray for our local, our state, our federal leaders and elected servants, and those who are in places of leadership, because they were placed there by God, who, by the way, is still in full control of everything. And we are here to rest in his providence. So I ask that you would join me in praying for our leadership. Pray for the president. Lord, we pray for his family. Well, you know, we want to pray safety over them, over his cabinet, those that he brings in. Pray that God would have reign and dominion in his heart, that God would lead the decisions that are made by our leadership, that he would lead this country, that we would look back to him for direction in the way that we should go as a country, as the United States of America. Hey, I got to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to set the stage and continue the series, Spiritual Warfare, and today's message, No Better Friend. We'll be right back. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio, every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Cersei here, and we're talking about how our calling as Christians, as servant warriors, has an uncanny resemblance to the mission of a Marine Corps Rifle Squad, given, hey, we're in the Veterans Day 2012 edition of Servant Warrior Radio. We're also extending out huge birthday wishes to the United States Marine Corps, 237 years young. So grateful for you. But for those who missed the show last week, again, like I mentioned earlier in the show, go to servantwarriorradio.com and listen to the message, Tracking the Enemy. That's last week's show. And while you're there, check out the show, Close Combat. That was the first installment in this series on spiritual warfare. Now, right now, I want to talk and refresh your memory what the mission of a Marine Corps Rifle Squad is. That is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Now, our charge and mission as men of God, as servant warriors, and as Christians as a whole is right in line with that of a Marine Corps Rifle Squad. Now, the passage that we are working from for this extended series on spiritual warfare is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. So, if you would, grab your Bible and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to start with verse 10. And I'm going to be reading out of the NIV. Okay, starting with verse 10. Finally, Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the saints. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about repelling the enemy's assault by fire, which are the, you know, using the weapons of God and the full armor that we just talked about in this passage, and close combat, which close combat is our interactions with others and really how we handle the trials of this world and the overall struggles of life. Now, last week, we talked about locating, closing with, and destroying the enemy by fire and maneuver. Now, the fire that we use are the weapons of God mentioned in Ephesians 6, the sword of the Spirit, God's word, and definitely prayer. Prayer is a mighty, mighty weapon. As a matter of fact, I want you to check out servantwarriorradio.com. When you go there, you will see a link, and it will say Armor Up Prayer, and it is a phenomenal prayer that comes right from that passage there in Ephesians chapter 6. So go click on it, print them out, pass them out. It's a great prayer to pray over you and your family. Now, today we're going to stay within the spiritual warfare framework. We're going to talk more intimately about the warriors and what really the who they're actually fighting for when we talk about our warriors that serve our country as well as the warrior. But right now, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into No Better Friend. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Welcome to the 2012 Veterans Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been working out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And we've been talking about spiritual warfare and how the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad, which is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver and repel the enemy assault by fire and close combat, parallels that of a Christian and it parallels that of a servant warrior. Now, like I said before the break, a few weeks ago we talked about close combat, and that I believe close combat refers to really how we relate to others and how we handle everyday life. It's how we relate to, treat, and interact with other sinners using the armor of God that we talk about in Ephesians, and how we repel the arrows and assault of the enemy. Last week, we talked about tracking the enemy and taking the fight to him to destroy him, to close with and destroy the enemy by fire maneuver and using the weapons of God that are revealed to us in Ephesians chapter 6. So again, I encourage you, go to servantwarriorradio.com, listen to last week's tracking the enemy, as well as a couple of weeks ago's show, Close Combat. But go check those out. But today it's about the warrior. It's about the motivation and the commitment, the willingness to give his life for another. And I think as we get into this message, you're going to realize that we're talking about not only the military warrior, but the ultimate warrior. Now, I just love November. I got to tell you, you know, get into November, the crispness of the air, the colors in the trees, the smells of the pumpkin pies. And, of course, the pumpkins that survived Halloween, but only to be carved up and cooked for dessert. I mean, boy, what a way to end your life. But they all serve really as subtle reminders that winter's almost here, but that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And you know what? We as Americans have so much to be thankful for. I mean, we're rich beyond comprehension, and we live and worship freely in the greatest country in the history of the world, protected by the greatest fighting force the world has ever known, the United States military. Now, like I said earlier, I want to express my humble thanks to the warriors, past, present, and future, and their families for their service to this country and for being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice that many have made to lay down their life for another. John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The powerful parallel between Christ's words to his disciples and the brave men and women who serve in our nation's armed forces. And you know that because there are many reasons why people join the military. Some do it out of a feeling of patriotism or duty, like we saw right after 9/11. Others see the military as an opportunity or a pathway to a better life. But you know what? Whatever the reason that caused the called to step forward, to join something that's bigger than themselves, to put their right hand in the air and swear to serve and defend America from all enemies, foreign and domestic, so help them God. You know, it doesn't take long before we realize that it's not necessarily the what we serve and fight for, but the who. And that who is our friends, our fellow warriors. And often they're one and the same. We fight for our families and those that we share the battles with on so many more fronts than just the battlefront. Those that become our primary motivation, those people, they become our motivation and fuel, that fuel that drives us and becomes something much more powerful than the idea or ideal that first sparked our action to sign up. You know, no better friend, no worse enemy is a phrase that was made popular by Major General James Mattis, United States Marine Corps, in his 2003 Commanding General's message to the 1st Marine Division, when he concluded his letter with this sentence: demonstrate to the world there is no better friend, no worse enemy than a U.S. Marine. Now, the origin of this statement is attributed to General Lucius Cornelius Sulla. He was a legendary Roman general and dictator who ruled in 78 B.C. Now, what General Sulla said, says, "No friend ever served me, and no enemy ever wronged me, whom I have not repaid in full." Now, I'm sure when General Mattis was talking about the Marine Corps as being no better friend and no worse enemy, you know, with the no better friend side, I'm sure he meant you have someone who will kill to protect you, someone who will give their life for you, someone who will be right there in your times of need and trials and will sacrifice so that you can get through it. And on the no worst enemy side, he was saying that you have someone who will not hesitate to destroy you, even if that means destroying himself in the process. You'll have someone who will relentlessly chase you down to the ends of the earth to achieve retribution and revenge, and someone who will cause you blood and tears and smile while it happens. And I can tell you, when it comes down to it, that is a United States Marine Corps, Semper Fidelis, who is always faithful. Now, I've got a special place in my heart for the chapel at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina, because during boot camp, Sunday service was a very special time. You know, because every recruit went to church, and now whether they were believers or not, because for some it was the first time they'd ever walked through the doors of a church, and for others it was a reprieve from the training, the drill instructors, you know, the stress. For me, though, it was an aspect of it that it provided a sense of normalcy and a taste of home, but more so, it was about an aspiring servant warrior wanting to get closer and worship the mightiest warrior, the first servant warrior, and bring him into my new world. But, you know, of course, he was already there with me. But I remember it like it was yesterday, standing in that chapel, singing the battle hymn of the Republic. And, you know, I can't even describe the feeling of pride that rushed through me. We're standing there in the pew side by side with other Marines. And, you know, I cried every single Sunday. And I can still feel the tears that just really poured out of my face when the listen to Marines, a Marine congregation singing "In the Beauty of the Lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on." I mean, I think about it now and I just tears up. And, you know, my tears weren't those of fear, but of pride and willing sacrifice. You know, they were tears of the realization that Jesus Christ willingly went to the cross and gave his life for me, for my freedom, for the bondage of sin, that I, if necessary, was also willing to give my life for another. Jesus went to the cross as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Now, I was never called on to give my life for another like so many others were. I mean, they followed the ultimate example of sacrifice and of love for each other that they knew. Some of them they knew, but so many more that they didn't. And in the years since my time at Parris Island and in the Marine Corps, God has revealed so many things to me. And one overwhelming truth is that the military community desperately needs a savior. They need a friend. They need the friend. They need to know that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That is from Proverbs 18:24. Now, while bodies have been damaged as a result of war, it is the spirits and the hearts that I believe have suffered the gravest wounds. And the greatest casualty is not being forgotten. It's forgetting that the only one who can truly heal a heart and restore a spirit has never left nor forsaken us, but stands at the door, knocking, waiting, and all that is required of us to do is to open it. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Christ shared that with his disciples. Christ willingly gave himself for you, for me, for them, for everyone. You know, there comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. And I know that there are some out there who say, "Jeff, you know what, I've never had a relationship with Christ. But you know what, I know somebody who served in the military, and I thank them. I've served, you know, in the military, and I understand about fighting for others, and I understand about that willingness to sacrifice my life for somebody else. And I never really thought about God sacrificing himself, but now I see that he gave himself willingly so that we could live forever freely. And that's what I want, and I want him to be the Lord of my life. I feel him tugging at my heart right now, and so I want to ask him into my heart." You know what? We can take care of that right now. And there are the others out there who will say, "You know, Jeff, I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've let the world get in between. I've looked and I have allowed that distance dip between me and God, and I want to make things right. I want to get back right with God. I want him to be the Lord of my life." Again, you know what? We can take care of that as well. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving your son, Jesus, as a willing sacrifice for my sins, for the sins of the world, past, present, and future, so that I can spend eternity in heaven with you. You tell me that if I ask, you will forgive. God, I pray that you are the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, Jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, and make sure you get hooked up with a group of believers where you are, because God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Hey, I can't wait to hang out with you again next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and put on the armor each and every day. Oh yeah, I would be so remiss. Got one more thing. If the Army and the Navy ever looked on heaven's scenes, they would find the streets are guarded by United States Marines. To all fellow Marines, past and present, happy 237th birthday. Semper Fi, brothers. Oorah. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.